My wife is blind and my brother is blind. I have to stand up for them. A lawyer gets on airplanes and finds himself seated next to this incredibly beautiful blonde. And he wants to engage in a conversation. She's about to take a nap. So he says, I'll tell you what, we'll play a game, and I'll ask you a question, and if you can guess the answer, I pay you $5. And if you can't guess it, you pay me $5. She shakes her head and turns over to go to sleep. He says, okay, if I ask you a question you don't know, you pay me $5, but if you ask me a question that I don't know, I'll pay you $500. She wakes up. She turns around. So his first question is, what is the capital of Arkansas? The blonde thinks for a minute, hands him $5. He says, okay, now you go. She says, what goes up the hill on three legs and comes down on four legs? He goes, he racks his brain. He flips open his laptop. He gets on Google. He checks. He looks. He's stymied. He can't do it. He gives her $500. And then he says, well, what's the answer? She gives him $5. Two of my sisters are lawyers, and one of them is here tonight, but I'm sorry. It's too difficult a problem to resuscitate lawyers. Fortunately, we can learn to manage complex systems. There are people who have studied it, and they know how to do it, but it takes humility. And I would add, along with humility, that managing complex systems also takes something else that's very, very important, which is the ability to admit we're wrong and to change course. If you manage a complex system frequently, if you manage a complex system, you are frequently, if not always, wrong. You have to backtrack. You have to acknowledge error. You've probably learned that with your children, or if you don't have children, with your bosses. And one final thing, we have to not be afraid. Fear may generate a television audience, it may generate cash for an advocacy group, but fear paralyzes us, it freezes us. And we need to put that behind us as we move into a new era of managing complexity. Because look, this is from The Independent in England. Is this the end of the world? Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods. What is happening to our planet? Is this the end of the world? No. We live on an incredibly active planet. Earthquakes are continuous, 1.5 million a year, 3 every minute. This is all the earthquakes that occurred in the state of California and Nevada in the last 7 days. We have a Richter 5 earthquake every 6 hours, a major earthquake every 3 weeks. We have a quake the size of Pakistan, and this is in Japan, every 8 months. We have 11 lightning strikes on the planet every second. We have 1,500 electrical storms on the planet at any moment. A tornado touches down every 6 hours. A tsunami crosses the Pacific every 3 months. We have 90 hurricanes a year, one every 4 days. It's constant. Is this the end of the world? No. This is the world. And I say it's time I knew it. Thank you very much.